95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You speak the truth, sir.
What is happening?
You know, this, that, the other thing.
In love with the weather today?
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
Bad. You see what's behind you, though.
That's pretty good. I do. Every day, Sluggo puts on the TV in the studio video of cold, rainy scenes.
And it is a giant screen. It takes up half the wall.
There's a nice little fire, and then in the background, it's almost poor. That looks awful.
Yeah, that is a serious storm going on.
Why would you put that? How that makes you feel better?
So happy to see that. Huh. It's just, you can barely see the pine trees out in the distance.
It's a lot of rain, though,
dude. Hell of a lot of rain. And look at that. I want to see that blue chair here right by the fire pit. That's where I want to be sitting.
You're going to be washed away very soon. I wonder if they show that part.
I was there for a while. Moving. Yeah, it starts floating down the river.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it's, someone suggested, and I thought this was a great idea, since we're doing the blood drive Friday and Saturday this week, songs about blood. Bleeding, blood, bled, whatever, man. So we want to talk about your blood.
A song with any type of blood in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me five.
The latest, your wedding was canceled. Closest to the date, the better. Like the day of, the
so
best.
So you're looking for broken hearts, yes, and very upset people.
I mean, we don't want you to be upset when you call, because we're not emotionally capable to handle that.
Nope.
We will laugh. So just if it's still touchy, maybe don't call
us. Only if you're already past it, basically.
There's a man in a dog suit.
Oh, is this the same as the same man in the bear suit?
I don't know
China?
If it's the same man. It's a good question.
A man in a dog suit, huh?
And there's an illegal lab that was found in Southern California. I'm sorry, not in Southern California, but near Fresno. And it's frightening.
Oh, really?
It's frightening.
So this is maybe next door to somebody and you can find out.
Maybe. I don't know.
Walter White is over there.
And this hour, we have more tickets for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, and you always need that keyword. The keyword this hour is
Mickey.
Yeah, you can read my writing. I'm surprised.
Mickey is the keyword this hour.
Sometime between now and 4.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Dear Mickey.
You're so fine.
The new one. You're so fine. That is the new one. Another new one from their But Here We Are album, Foo Fighters Under You on KLOS.
I gotta tell you, this is one of the strangest stories I've seen.
Hold on,
long
let
time.
Me one Sorry. Thing. I gotta just Foo Fighters are out playing, which is awesome, and they just played Japan, and they tweeted this earlier, and I want you to read it. I think you need to read this important message.
I can't read
from Dave Grohl. I know, his cold reads are the worst. Yeah. You might have a trouble with that, but they just played Japan.
Oh, the one in Chinese,
and that's when they tweeted.
Yeah, I can't.
Come on,
I can't really read that. I don't speak Japanese.
So it's slightly confusing.
Illegal medical lab discovered in California using bioengineered mice, infectious agents. Did you see this story?
No.
It's like 45, 50 miles outside of Fresno.
That's where you do stuff. Hey, is this on Greg Beharrell's Fresno News?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it should be.
Yeah, right?
It's a place in Reedley, California, and they uncovered a large-scale illegal medical lab complete with bioengineered mice.
Wow.
What?
That is not what you want anywhere within a million-mile radius of you.
Listen to this.
One is tough to believe. An investigation tonight into a possible illegal medical lab. It was operating out of an abandoned warehouse in Reedley. Inside, mice bioengineered to incubate the COVID-19 virus.
Wait, what? They're going to make a little extra COVID-19? We haven't had enough of that?
They think it's storing. That's all they think is storage.
Why?
That's all it is an empty storage place. And somebody went in there and set up this illegal lab.
You know what? I don't think we've had enough COVID. Let's give it to
some mice.
Go ahead and set them up in here. Nice little...
The lab was discovered near I and 9th Streets. 30 refrigerators and freezers, some broken.
Great.
Some broken. At least plug in your refrigerator.
Were found filled with bodily fluids.
Tasty.
Health officials tell us they are shocked at the biological of horror.
What was supposed to be an empty building used only for storage was home to an unauthorized lab testing facility.
Hold on. I'm going to give you three guesses to see how somebody found out.
Oh, that it was there?
Was happening, that it was there.
Because
they thought it was an empty storage place.
They're doing urban exploration. They wanted to go in and
which you've done before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's one.
They were going to get some meth from someone, and they said, meet us out there at the old warehouse.
That's two.
They were...
How did they notice the illegal warehouse?
How did they notice the... Because lots of mice were running away from it in terror.
Something no one had even conceived of. The discovery was made after a local code enforcement officer noticed this garden hose poking out a back wall of the building.
A garden hose?
It was a garden hose where there wasn't supposed to be one.
That is a bored security guard.
Right? Who goes, hey, that hose is not supposed to be there. I need to track that down.
What the hell?
Right. I just go, all right, whatever. I wasn't expecting that.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Frankly, we knew that that shouldn't be there. And when she went to go investigate, she found that there was activity or operation or something happening within that building. There was a special room that was built housing about 1,000 mice, 1,000 white lab mice.
And the reason the mice were in the lab was jaw-dropping.
Through their statements, that they were doing some testing on laboratory mice there that would help them support developing the COVID test kits that they had on site.
Oh, they wanted to sell cheap COVID.
Sons of bitches.
Really?
Trying to work it out.
So they're willing to risk.
Walter White style.
Right. All these mice getting out.
Warehouse.
Going around biting every other creature, keeping it going to make $5.
Correct.
Documents show the lab was also being used to produce pregnancy tests.
Oh. Excellent. Great. Great. You know, you want to recheck, people.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to do the pregnancy test, go ahead and spring for the name brand.
Also found thousands of vials, many of which contained biohazards, materials including human blood.
I love that band, Biohazard.
Biohazard's great. Band,
yeah.
Unidentified tissue, and other unknown substances.
Wow.
According to court documents, experts determined that at least 20 potentially infectious, viral, bacterial, and parasitic agents were being stored inadequately.
Great.
So this is one they found.
One out of 20.
How many more are out there
being
that are a little
stored,
better hidden?
Yeah, that they don't even know about.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
That's just phenomenal.
Including E. coli, malaria, and even COVID.
Come on.
City of Reedley immediately called in the CDC, the FBI, the California Department of Public Health.
And Joe with his sticks of dynamite to blow the sucker up.
And the Fresno County Department of Public Health. Over the course of several weeks, investigators figured out just what they were up against.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No.
We have the space.
Great.
You know what we should do? We should set up an illegal lab.
Perfect.
Get E. coli.
Neat.
And COVID.
Yes.
Let's get 1,000 mice.
And pregnancy tests.
Yes.
We'll make some fake ones.
We're going to make some dough.
We'll make over $100.
Or we'll go to jail. Let's talk about the dude who spent $22,000 to be a dog.
He didn't like
he
one
got
of those.
A suit made.
A suit? I thought it was like one of those operations of that woman. Remember that woman that turned herself into a cat?
Tried. Yeah, that was not successful.
How much did he spend?
This is an actual suit.
Wow, okay.
Listen to this news report from Australia.
This week, a man spends thousands of dollars, Liz, so he can live his dream.
Just when you think the world is insane enough, a Japanese guy decides to spend $22,000 to turn himself into a dog. Talk about hashtag follow your dreams. This is a grab of him now going for a walk. His first walk as a dog. Check it out.
Does he poop? Does he lift his leg and pee?
No.
Well, what's the point of going for a walk? That's what the whole walk is. I wonder if whoever's walking him turned his back on him when he wouldn't go back home.
The next little part is him doing much less than that.
Much less than
going for a walk.
But he spent like, $22,000.
High five. And he just picks his paw up about 3 inches off the ground. Maybe.
Yeah, cool, buddy. Thanks.
Good boy. Roll over.
What is it?
It's a dude in a suit.
So he laid on the ground and he rolled over. He spent $22,000 so he could lay on the ground and some woman could say, good boy.
Yes.
Wow.
Do me a favor. Like, do me a favor. That kind of expenditure on something like this during a cost of living crisis just makes my eyes water. I can't do it.
I like it. He just needs to hope he doesn't run into someone who identifies as a pit bull.
See?
Why did he choose a border collie?
Now, they just moved right on from the guy wants to be a dog to why would he choose a border collie?
Yeah, so they've already accepted it.
They're already like, yeah, okay. The guy wants to be a dog.
But they're like, well, you know, I kind of always wanted to be a dog as well. Me, you know, there's a guy in China is making a living now pretending to be a bear at the zoo. So maybe.
What dog breed would you choose? Is what they go right to, which is odd considering this guy is a man in a suit.
$22,000 suit.
Oh my God.
This planet is in trouble, dude. I mean, I just don't understand. I've never understood. Why did your former partner, Kevin, hate the planet Pluto. What did he have against Pluto?
He loved it, and I don't know why.
What? He did?
It was his favorite planet, he said.
It's a rock.
It's not a category I have, but Pluto is the keyword this hour.
Pluto.
If you want to win tickets to Disney.
Bean will be very excited about that. He's probably on the phone right now trying to call.
That's correct. The average engagement is 12 to 18 months long, and about 20% of all weddings are called off after engagements.
20%?
Does that surprise you?
It's a little lower than I think
really?
I would have expected.
I thought it was high.
It seems like, well, I guess if you take it from television and movies, it's always being called off.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Always. And then, of course, they get back together at the end of the film.
And they all live happily ever after. Here are the 9 reasons that people call off their wedding.
Right.
Before or on the day of.
Ooh,
and I think we're looking for as close to the day of as we can get.
Ooh-wee.
You called off your wedding. 818-955-KLOS. Or you had a friend or family
right.
or somebody.
You were going to a wedding. You helped plan one forever.
Right.
And at the last minute,
deep uncertainty is number one.
Okay.
Just not sure.
Just there the whole time. Never
got
really
feelings.
Yeah.
Seems kind of like
that's
the same thing.
Fair.
Number three is pressure.
Pressure from probably parents. No, you can't marry that jerk.
Yeah, it could be.
A loser.
Unresolved issues, number four.
Uh-huh.
Number five, cheating.
Cheating.
That makes sense.
That's one of my favorites.
Number six is rushed.
Rushed. They just
too soon.
Didn't get to go to the band. And
number seven is too many differences.
Too many differences.
Number
yeah,
eight.
That one makes sense to me, I think. Because, you know, you are spending a lot more time when you're engaged.
Right.
And then you're suddenly going, wow, this joker.
Number eight is specifically he wants you to change. It's not she wants you to change. It's he wants you to change.
Well, clearly she's probably right.
Correct, yeah.
That's not going to happen. You're never going to change anybody.
And number nine is don't know enough.
Don't know enough?
So you haven't spent the time again.
Oh, okay.
Figuring out who
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want to find the closest to the day of.
Yeah.
If you have a story of the day of, you win.
Now, if this happened yesterday, yeah, nothing.
We don't have a
absolutely
prize.
Zippo.
But you win.
We could promise we'll send you t-shirts. And
sure, but they won't.
Yeah.
They won't come.
but yeah, I mean, if it happened yesterday, maybe we're not looking for that. Yeah, a little time for
listen,
it to
if it still hurts,
heal over. Yeah.
Don't trust us with your broken heart. We will crush it.
We won't be able to help you.
Right. We're emotionally insecure.
We just want to have a laugh.
818-955-KLOS. The latest that you know of that you canceled your wedding or somebody else. 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about the latest your wedding was canceled. KLOS, hello.
I went to Las Vegas on a bowling tournament, and I met this guy, and the next day, that night, he asked me to marry him, and I said, okay. And so I even called my mom, and we called his mom. He met my mom, and we were going to get married the following day. And I took one look at him, and I said, what am I doing?
I mean, you did the right thing if you met him at a bowling alley in Las Vegas, and then that
yeah.
night got engaged.
What are you saying about my marriage, Kevin? That's how we got
wow.
hooked up. How dare you, sir?
Wow, you did the right thing.
Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
The latest your wedding was canceled.
That reminds me, I got to stop at the weed store on the way home, man. I'm running out of bud, man. So much better than, like, having to call, you know, Dave.
All right, Tommy Chong.
Meet behind the 7-Eleven, bring $100 in cash, man.
The L.A. Scanner last night said, so there was a pursuit of a forklift in downtown L.A. to which the suspect crashed into the Apple store and is now barricaded in the Apple store?
Wow,
someone
wait.
Slapped me for missing that.
Oh, gladly.
Then there's some video that is attached to that. And
yeah.
I would just like to say,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to take video and you're going to be the on-the-spot reporter guy,
uh-huh.
hold your phone still.
Oh, I know. I hate that. Like, I don't care that something massive just exploded. Hold the phone
right.
straight.
You're our videographer at
yes.
that point. So stand there and hold it still.
I'm pretty good at doing that when
same.
Crazy stuff is going on. It bugs me when I see someone.
Son of a bitch, you
oh,
got
I'm
this
scared.
Downtown, which was great. Has about 4 seconds of usable audio. I mean, video out of 14 seconds.
But he's driving. He's filming a forklift.
A giant forklift.
Someone stole? That must have been a low-speed chase.
A very huge base is orange, and then the whole forklift part is yellow on top of it.
That's the weirdest thing to steal ever.
And somebody saw him at a construction site.
Really?
Jump on it and take off. And they called in. They go, somebody just stole a forklift.
That is not a joy ride. That's a bore ride. Wow.
Here's the report for us.
Jeff and Susie, I want to tell you about kind of a weird one really quick. This is not technically a pursuit. A civilian spotted a stolen forklift in the downtown area, watched somebody steal it from a job site, and then watched it crash into the Apple Theater in downtown. We sent a photographer down there to get the aftermath of it. The forklift apparently bounced off this wall and then went in over to a park and damaged actually the peace bell there in one of the parks. Now,
not the peace bell.
The peace bell went down. Who saw that coming? Bell.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
That's ironic.
Now, it appears that driver was taken into custody after crashing the forklift. The forklift was gone by the time our crew got there.
They just disappeared. Did you know that? Like, if you drive them wrong, they vanish into thin air.
I didn't know that. No, that is strange.
It's odd.
We did try to send Sky Cal. Unfortunately, the Dodgers are playing tonight.
We had better things to
do. We have priorities.
No one gives a rat's ass about
it's Dodger baseball. If the forklift would have, you know, kept going, they probably would have
sat on the freeway. They might
And that is in a flight-restricted area. A weird set of circumstances tonight with pursuit.
Somebody crashed into the Apple Theater?
Yes.
And he just, why? He just is like, eh, screw this place.
I think he hit a car and then angled off and ran into the store. But again, if you're the person taking video of this on your phone, hold it still.
Hold it still for posterity.
Do your job.
Think of the Hindenburg. They didn't shake.
Right.
Come on.
That was my example.
Give me five
pints of blood in a row.
I think it's songs.
Oh,
yeah. Still songs.
So this Friday and Saturday, it's unbelievable, the 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive, which is one of the most asked about things here at this radio ranch.
That is true. Your donation could end up helping a family member, a neighbor, emergency service worker, or anybody that desperately needs blood. You can book an appointment online at redcrossblood.org.
And that is for this coming Friday and Saturday. So Paulette suggested, hey, how about a bunch of songs about blood, because you're doing the blood drive. And the first request is from someone named Darcy, who suggested this awesome one from Smithereens, Blood and Roses on KLOS. Those guys just never got the love they deserve. Smithereens, mid-80s, great stuff, Blood and Roses. We're doing all blood songs because the blood drive coming up this Friday and Saturday with KLOS.
That's right. You can book an appointment online at redcrossblood.org, and you get the limited edition 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt, and you're in the running to win 3-day passes for Power Trip.
And they're looking for extra help at Westfield Topanga. So if you're out there in Topanga or Pomona Blood Donation Center. Those ones are kind of hurting for people to come in and tap a vein. Westfield Topanga or Pomona Blood Donation Center. So when you go, give them the address again.
You go to redcrossblood.org.
If either one of those are close to you, please hit them up. So 818-955-KLOS if you've got a blood song. And who's up next?
This is Mariah talking about Hot-Blooded from Foreigner.
It's all about blood! Because the blood drive is already coming up this Friday and Saturday. It seemed like it was way off in the future.
Sure did, yep.
And so you can sign up, where is it exactly?
At redcrossblood.org.
And what do you got for the countdown today?
Black Sabbath. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. It's a tender love song. We'd love to do that for you. Are you giving blood? Are you going to give blood this year?
Well, I give it every year.
Nice.
Nicely done. Thank you.
Do you have a ton of the KLOS shirts?
Okay, I want one with the extra material in the front.
I'm sorry, I ate that one.
It is Giving Five, and we are doing songs about blood. I'm Your Puppet, along with about five other people, tweeted they wanted to hear that song. I'm Your Puppet says, Sunday Bloody Sunday is a must play. You radio gangsters, get it done. So we did.
Well done. And Paulette is the one who suggested all this because the blood drive with KLOS is coming up this Friday and Saturday. Paulette had suggested it for Marcy, but we stole it. We usurped the idea.
Yes, we did.
And she just texted me, actually, and she said, I'm shocked and ashamed to have missed Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, which was right before Sunday Bloody Sunday that we put together. She always sends in a list as well, and she says, I used to roll joints on that album for F's sake, sitting with my blacklight posters and my feather roach clip. Yeah, you can't remember all of them, especially under those conditions. Good one. Hi, you have a bloody song?
Yeah, how about If You Want Blood from AC/DC?
Nice. Awesome. Who's this?
Dave in Long Beach, and I'm donating Saturday, too.
Fantastic.
Oh, very cool.
Thank you, Dave.
42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive is coming up this Friday and Saturday, so it's a hell of a lot of songs about blood. In fact, we're going to give a little extra blood. We're going to keep going for a while.
Give me five is now give me seven or eight.
Eight or, yeah. You
nine.
Know, maybe we get extra cookies for doing that.
Sure.
We heard from U2USC. Great suggestion. That is coming up in a matter of moments. And if you have anything, 818-955-KLOS. Or
at Kevin and Sligo on Twitter.
Bloody hell, I love that song. Man, oh, man. James Consume Planet, Jimmy Eat World, U2USC suggested that one. Good one for our What We Do in the Shadows countdown. It is all about blood.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. We're doing Give Me Five, the extended edition.
Right on, man.
Talking songs about blood.
How about Alice Cooper, Only Women Bleed?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and I was waiting for someone to call.
Right on, man.
Who are you?
I'm Jackie.
Jackie, thanks for calling. You giving blood this year?
I'm going to try.
Right on. Where do they go, Kevin? What's the
address? They go to redcrossblood.org. Do it.
All right.
Thank you, man.
I'll remember that.
The most perfect list of what not to do ever in a relationship from Alice Cooper, who says he is back on the road as of August 25th, going to be playing some live shows. Said he's got a new one out called I'm Alice as well. We might have to throw that on at some point. Alice Cooper on the All Blood request, because Friday and Saturday, it is all about giving blood with the Red Cross. The 42nd annual KLOS blood drive is happening. And hello.
What do you got for us?
Talking about blood.
Yeah.
Peace Frog.
Ah, Peace Frog. Yeah, hell yeah.
Dip it into the lyrics, are we?
I like it, especially since it's the Extendo Gimme 5. All right, we'll do it. Peace Frog, Doors.
All right.
This is the Extendo mix of Gimme 5.
He seems so happy.
I know, right?
Blood, 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 blood.
What do you got there? You got some sort of...
Kevin and Sligo, are Disney tickets given during the 5 p.m. hour? I don't believe a code was given. No, it
Damn
was
it.
Not. We forgot.
Oh,
we're
yeah,
going to
huh.
tell you the code right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, tell them right now.
And then have you call right now.
So if you're listening right now...
The code is Goofy.
So call now if you know the code.
855-KLOS. Be caller 25. Tell us what that magical code is. And you'll win tickets to Disney with us.
And we're going to keep on with the blood songs. Who's this one for?
This is for Sydney.
Right on.
Hey, did you guys do Let It Bleed yet from the Stones?
Who's giving me 500 today? A hell of a lot of songs.
A few more than five.
Yeah, all about blood, and thank you for partaking in that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. It is time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. There was an illegal medical lab near Fresno with 100 bioengineered lab rats.
Ooh.
They had COVID and malaria and a bunch of other horrible diseases in refrigerators that weren't working.
And guess what they were doing? They were making pregnancy tests.
Sons of bitches.
So maybe you make sure that you buy the brand name.
A man in Japan had a full dog costume built and is wandering around very poorly.
It actually looks really good.
He gives five, give me five, and he rolls over. But all the tough stuff.
He can't move.
No.
It looks ridiculous.
And we learned yesterday there might be a dude in a bear suit in a zoo in China. We want to believe.
All right, I'm off to pet either the bear or the fake dog.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Forever. Let's go. Oh, she was
going.
Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, well, you're breaking.
Yeah, we can hear you.
But now I
just pushed over the line, bro. How you doing, bro?
We're good, bro. We're talking about DIY healthcare.
What the hell is a DUI, you mean?
No, not DUI.
You guys are bitching, bro. I'll see you. If I'm in your Metallica concert, I'll go, man.
Woo!
I want backstage, bro. I want backstage.
Oh, man. Not just front row tickets, man. You got to go backstage? Hell.
I want backstage, bro.
Do you want to play with them?
I can do the air guitar. All kinds of shit.
They would love that.
I'm the best in the world at what the fuck I do. I shouldn't curse. And what did I do, bro? I'm the best in the world ever. I'm like Eddie Van Halen.
Dude, I love that you called. Thank you for doing that today, man. You rock.
Rock on forever. Eddie Van Halen,
Woo!
Baby.
Yep.
Eddie Van Halen.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have four tickets for you to join us on August 24th when we take over the park, kick everybody else out, and bring you in. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. If you know the keyword, you will win those tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this? Hello?
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 I messed up.
You messed up?
Yeah, I forgot the keyword.
You forgot the keyword.
You're the first one.
You hang up on yourself.
Yeah, hang up on yourself, sir.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Keith.
Keith.
You are
French fries.
You are a winner if you know the keyword this hour.
Mickey.
Mickey is correct.
Forget Mickey.
Woohoo. Right on.
You got four tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Who are you going to bring?
My wife, my daughter, and my son.
Nice.
My daughter just graduated high school, so she'll love it.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic.
Keith, can you believe the last bloke forgot the word Mickey?
I've heard three people blow it.
So. Well, you didn't. You win. Well done, man.
Right on. Thank you so much, guys.
Can you believe Disney's been around for 100 years?
Remember when they
first showed up, when Walt first got started 100 years ago?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that was neat.
I was in my teens.
Yes. celebrating 100 years of Disney with the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. It's going to be happening on August 24th. And we got another chance for you to win a four-pack of tickets sometime between now and 5. But
The keyword is Pluto.
The keyword is Pluto.
You have to know Pluto. The last guy, last hour, a guy called but didn't know it.
Yeah.
Got through and said, oh, I screwed up.
And what if you hate the planet Pluto? What if you're totally happy with it being
declassified? I mean, it doesn't matter. You just need to know it. You just need to know it.
You know what I mean? Like, no, I refuse to say.
It's not really the planet either.
That's true.
It's an actual character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, you might refuse. I hate that planet. I refuse. No, I'm glad it was declassified. Just give that up. Don't worry about that.
Maybe don't call.
It'll be later. Later.
The second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening. We will take caller 25 right now. You get four tickets if you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. And you give us this hour's keyword. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
It's Billy.
Billy?
Billy, you're caller 25.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Awesome.
Not, we are not shitting you.
All right. You know what my favorite dog is? Pluto.
Pluto! Yeah!
Correct.
I grew up on that guy.
Well, he just won your way into the California Adventure takeover that we're doing.
No! I've been talking all day just trying to call you guys.
Oh, nice. Fantastic.
Oh, well done. And we'll see you down there, man. Be ready to party on August 25th with KLOS.
Or the 24th, when we're there.
Be ready to party on August 24th with KLOS.
I sure am.
Gimme 5 Songs About Blood is up next. But first, hey, remember this Cheap Trick song from a couple years ago, Light Up the Fire? What do you got there? You got some sort of...
Kevin and Sligo, are Disney tickets given during the 5 p.m. hour? I don't believe a code was given. No, it
damn
was
it.
Not. We forgot.
Oh,
we're
yeah,
going to
huh.
tell you the code right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah, tell them right now.
And then have you call right now.
So if you're listening right now...
The code is Goofy.
So call now if you know the code.
855-KLOS. Be caller 25. Tell us what that magical code is. And you'll win tickets to Disney with us.
Speaking of winning, just a few minutes ago, we finally remembered to give out the keyword for this hour. So, hi, who's this?
It's Joe.
Joe?
Joe, you're caller 25.
Yes.
Hello?
You're caller 25. Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
You're caller 25.
You're caller 25.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
All we need is the keyword.
Yeah, yeah. You were listening and we gave a keyword.
Goofy.
No, oh, how'd you know?
Goofy,
yeah.
Indeed.
You said it.
We did just say it. That's true.
That's true, man.
Well, congratulations. We'll see you on August 24th.
That's fantastic.
For the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Thank you so much, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Blood.
The Red Cross is suffering a very concerning blood donation shortfall.
Need your blood.
This summer. We're doing the 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive this Friday and Saturday at Red Cross locations across Southern California.
It's what we do in the shadows. And if you are in Westfield, Topanga area, or perhaps Brea, the Masonic Lodge there is one place that they need help. Also Thousand Oaks. So if you go to, what's the website again?
The website is redcrossblood.org.
And sign up for this Friday and Saturday for the blood donation. Thousand Oaks, Brea, Masonic Lodge, or Westfield, Topanga. And then, 5 o'clock, thanks to Paulette, who suggested all blood songs on the Gimme 5. So,
all right.
Hope remind
I like
you.
It.
Yeah.
Redcrossblood.org. Talking about the Red Cross suffering a very concerning blood donation shortfall this summer. We're going to stop that with a 42nd annual KLOS blood drive. It's this Friday and Saturday.
And particularly, they need help in El Segundo at the Masonic Lodge there. If you're anywhere near El Segundo or Thousand Oaks, they need your help as well.
Your donation could help a family member or a neighbor or an emergency services worker. You can book an appointment online at redcrossblood.org, and you'll get the limited edition 42nd annual KLOS Blood Drive t-shirt and be in the running to win 3-day passes to Power Trip. Congratulations to Bill. Bill Smocking Pants. Who do we have?
Well, I was going to say apples and oranges. Laura.
Oh, Laura.
Yeah, really close, though. Bill is almost. Laura at Apples and Oranges, which is a design, paint, printing, and signage place. Always listens to KLOS.
Well done.
Can you imagine that?
No, but thank you.
What are you thinking over there, Laura? Robert Zimmerman officially and legally became Bob Dylan, changing his name on this day in rock in 1962. Boston's second album, Don't Look Back, which, like the first, was recorded mostly in Tom Schultz's basement studio, released on this day in rock in 1978. Weird Al Yankovic had his first U.S. number one album on this day in rock in 2014, Mandatory Fun.